Hello.
Hi there, this is Tom, and your contact details were forwarded to us, and we're from the web development team. Is this Greg I'm speaking with?
Yes.
Sir, how are you?
I'm doing all right. My first question is, where are you guys located?
We are located in San Jose, California, and we have another location that is in Canada.
Okay. So what I'm looking for, and my long pause is because I'm having to learn about this stuff as I go, and I've had a couple of bad experiences. Just forewarning you. So what I want to do is get a quote to have a site created, 5 pages, a prompt to have incoming traffic, enter their name, email, phone number, and for me to receive an email on the other end that,
Sure.
And
Well,
other than that, I'm sorry.
no, please continue.
So other than that, it would be very basic. I'm a tile and stone contractor, licensed with the state. So what I'm just looking to do is to have my business out there, and then I'm going to need, if you host as a server, a quote on that, and a quote for SEO, maybe 3 to 6 months. I don't know if that needs to be ongoing all year round. That's about it.
Understood, sir. So, first of all, you mentioned your business details. And have you heard about tilestones.com? Have you heard of
No,
them?
I haven't. No.
Well, these guys came to us a couple years ago, and we did a website for them, and I would love to show you their websites. Are you connected with someone on the website? I think it's Matt. Okay, let me join the chat as well. Hi there. Do you see my message, Greg?
Yeah, I do.
Cool. Okay, so I want you to take a look at this website first.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is the website that we did for a client, and you can also expect similar sort of work for your business too. Or if you need something customized, I can show you another example, that would be this.
Okay, let me go back. Okay.
You like it?
Yeah, I mean it's good.
Because this one is quite different from the first one, and it totally depends on, first of all, on the client's requirements and the client's budget, to be very honest with you, Greg. Because if you
Right.
put more money into it, you get a more customized and beautiful work. If you need some simple sort of work, because I understand that you had bad experiences in the past, and I would love to know what exactly happened, so I'll make sure that that won't happen again. So could you please tell me what really happened
Well,
in the past?
I'll tell you about the last day. I got in touch with American Web, what's it called? American Web Coders. Okay. And as I tried to converse with the guy, like I'm talking to you now, I would start to say something and he would interrupt me. And I would say, hold on, I'm not through talking. And then he would just raise his voice and talk over me. It was the craziest thing. And all he wanted to do was sell me something. And so after going through these hoops and hurdles with him, I said, look, send me a quote. And for some weird reason, he wouldn't stop trying to tell me a bunch of stuff. And I said, just send me a quote, and then we can go from there, okay? So when I got the quote, it showed this $1,050 price and then a discount at 15% if I did it by first of the year between now and then. I brought it down to 800 and something, but it didn't have a breakdown on what I would get. It had like a basic outline. So I called him and said, I need a breakdown of what it includes. And again, he just wouldn't stop on the oratory part of it. And finally I said, if you'll send me a breakdown, then we can look at it. And then I can go through my notes and see if it fits.
Sure.
So then he sent me another email, and I kid you not, it showed part of the first one. He didn't modify the first one. It had, now all of a sudden it was $1,395, a 47% discount, brought it down to $735. So, you know, the bottom line figure was lower than before, but the top was bigger. So I got him on the phone. I said, you're all over the place with numbers, and I'm lacking faith in you. How can I trust you if, I have a sales degree and a marketing background in architecture, you know? So I'm looking at this going, this is the wrong way to do this. You know what I mean? If he would have just said 800 and this is what you get, we could have talked about it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so then there was this $300 a month for SEO, but their original campaign ad had 3 months for a certain amount of money. You know, and on and on and on. And so he just wanted to argue about everything. So I just had to say, okay, goodbye. Mm-hmm. So that was that experience. A year ago, I got involved with a company called Town Square. And actually, they put up a website. I was happy with it. I had a proposal from them. We made some changes. We had an agreement. I paid. And then it was a certain amount of money per month for hosting and percentage of the year in SEO. And then they sent me an email offering me a upgrade and some other stuff. I said, no, I don't want that. And now I'm on my third person, and they said, well, here's what we're going to have to do. We have to add it on in order for you to qualify for the discount ad that we started with. I go, well, you're telling me this now? Why would you wait until, no. So the girl said, well, add it on, and then you, meaning me, can take it off tomorrow.
Okay.
So that happened. That happened, and then I couldn't get it removed. So I'm calling back, trying to reach her. I got different people. Well, now so-and-so, Marie is no longer your person. Now you're dealing with Juliana or whatever her name was. So then I'm talking to her, wanting to remove that. She says, well, I don't know why that happened. Let me talk to some guy. 4 months go by. I'm paying more money because I'm busy running my business, right? And then finally somebody says, well, the person you're referring to where the problem started doesn't work here anymore.
I understand, definitely.
And I'm like, well, why did nobody tell me that? Well, who were you calling? So that was such a turnoff that I just cut them off at the bank, literally. I cut them off. The site disappeared. I never got my content or anything from them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was like, sorry, bye. And so I've waited about, it's been about a year, a little over a year. And I will, is that a bird I hear?
No, that's just a siren. Like when somebody was at the site, like this is the siren that comes on from the computer.
So here I am, you know, with some time off. Tell you the truth, because I've been homesick with a head cold. So I'm just researching this to get an idea where to go from here. And like I said, just yesterday, I mean, if I sent you what this guy sent me, you'd laugh. It's like, why would you confuse somebody? You understand what I'm saying? I mean,
of course I do.
All over the place. It was, and then pages attached with all this stuff. It was just too much. It was too much. So, I really, looking at this guy's site, Buena
Tile,
home product design technical info.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see on their site, unless I'm missing it, a prompt for the client to give their name and phone number for contact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Correct.
So,
well, that is something that can be customized on the site. And first of all, I heard all just the things that happened in those couple of days for you and with you. So what I need to tell you here is, like, I can definitely give you a quote on this, and I can tell you, like, what are going to be the steps, how much exactly is going to cost you, what are going to be the future costs, and everything in detail before you make a decision. I'm not going to let that happen, whatever happened to you again. Nothing will be hidden from you, and we can let you know that what exactly are the steps, which are mandatory, whether if you want it or not. Because hosting and domain are something like which is definitely important for your business, and also the content writing. So starting with the first step is the website itself. How it works? First of all, we understand what exactly is your business about, and based on that, we will be giving you some ideas that what can happen and what we can do for you. So you already told us that what exactly is your business about. So based on that, I'll just give you a better package which suits your requirements. Also, I'll try to ask you about your budget, like, well, how much you're looking forward to spend. Based on that, I'll give you something which is coming under your budget. First thing. Second is, we'll send you a link to an online form where you may provide some basic information about your needs, like what sort of colors you need to see, what sort of information you need to put onto the website. And then our team would get together to debate concepts for the fundamental structure of the website. So based on that knowledge and the results of our early study, we'll design a couple of concepts for you, like 2-3 different sort of layouts and how the website will look like, and it will be presented to you in a professional way probably in like 3-4 days from now on. It will be ready if you're starting today by any chance. You're also welcome to contribute your ideas as well. That is totally acceptable, so we can follow like what exactly is in your mind so we can meet your vision for the website. Okay. This was the whole first step. So let's say when the layout is finished, we'll present it to you so you can review it. Let us know if there's any changes that you want to see. We'll make them based on your input. And depending on your feedback, if you need any more revisions on it later down the road, we'll move on to the next stage, which involves adding materials to the website, such as the pictures, the videos, and further integrations, and any more information, basically the content. Now you have to pay for this again. Let's say, Greg, you have the content for the website. Content means like you have 5 pages you want, what pages are going to be home, about us, contact us, and our portfolio, or anything. If you have anything, like any content which we'll be uploading on the website, that is something which can be done. Okay? If you can provide us yourself, that will be all right. If not, there will be a separate charge. It will be presented to the content writing team. The content writing team will be writing the whole content of the website professionally for you, and they will provide you some assistance with that as well, so they can show you what they have done so far for you. Okay? Second, so there are 2 options. Either you can do it yourself, or either you can pay for it to get it done. So this is something which is going to be mandatory. Without the content, the website is nothing. Are we clear on this? Should I move ahead?
No, I follow you so far. I'm trying to get to the part where do you have like 1, 2, 3, 4 different packages that you offer? Do you have a pricing structure?
That's correct, yeah. There are multiple packages we offer. Whatever you like the most, you can choose from it.
Okay, let's get there.
All right, so second, the last step. So it will be put it on a test server at the last stage. So we will set your website on a test server so you can interact with the website like you would interact with any other websites on the Internet. So you can determine, or we can determine, if there's any more tweaks which are necessary and to make sure everything is operating as it should. So we won't be able to launch your website unless it has been agreed by you and approved by you. So once you like you're good to go, you say like everything is good, like I like the website, I like every page, I like the aesthetics of the site and everything about it. Everything is working fine and the link is working fine. If you let us know, then we'll proceed to the last step, which is finalizing and launching your website. So you pay for the website package, which you will purchase yourself right in front of your screen. You see the packages. The packages you like, I think we talk about bundles here. You said 5 pages. So I want you to look at the professional website package.
Okay, let me go back
to the main page. Yep.
Okay. Let me get. Do I need this chat thing here? I don't need this chat.
Yeah, minimize it. Yeah, minimize it, please.
Okay. All right, I'm back at your home page, so what do I do now?
Yeah, scroll down, then you'll see some packages.
Okay. So, Orbit.
Orbit Design Agency.
Yeah. What is one jQuery slider banner?
So jQuery slider banner is something once you visit a website, and on the home screen there is a picture, either a picture or either some typography, which automatically slides after a couple seconds. Have you noticed it on some sites?
Yeah, I have.
So that is called the jQuery slider banner.
What would that normally be used for?
That can be used for showcasing your product itself, or otherwise you can do some typography on it and write something on it about your Thailand's doing about the design, about the product, or what sort of product it is, what's the quality of it, or you do custom,
okay.
or whatever you do,
so
like,
I'm looking,
do commercial or residential. Sorry about that. Sorry to
okay.
cut you off. Go ahead.
I'm looking at the package that's $399 at the very bottom of that. Complete W3C certified Hotmail. What is that?
That's a certification that your website belongs to you, and it's a certified HTML. So that means, like, the website couldn't go live without the certification. Couldn't be accessible on the Internet. So once you have the HTML, the website will definitely go ahead and be visible to everybody out there.
Now, what about somebody cautioned me to ask this. If I stop doing business with your company, I would want to retain my site as my property.
It is from day one, belongs to you. Because, why? With working with us, it is also worth noting that we only charge you a one-time cost upon sign-up with a guaranteed 100% satisfaction, also the money back. You get the 100% ownership rights. Once the project is finished, we will hand you over the final files, all the files of the website, along with the credentials of the back-end login area.
So you're saying you hand that over in the beginning, correct?
Not in the beginning. There's no point of, like, hand it over to you in the beginning because the website is not even live. Once the website goes live and everything is good to go from us, from our site, then we hand it over to you.
Okay. So for the professional package, I don't know if what I'm looking at would involve what I had referred to earlier, a prompt where the client enters their contact information, and then it sends me an email. Can that be done for the $399, or is that an added charge?
That won't be any added charge. We can just simply add a contact us form on the website. There won't be any added charge for it. The price will stay the same for you.
What is that called? That
content
feature. What is that feature?
Content management system?
Content what? Management?
What are you asking? I didn't get it.
If a homeowner does a search online and they're scrolling through the search results and they see my website, they visit my website, a prompt thing comes down, like a little window pops down or something.
That's a pop-up window. Understood. That's a contact us form, like a pop-up window, which is on our website as well. So that's a pop-up, which is called, that feature is called pop-up.
Contact window, is that what it is?
Kind of, yes.
And does that feature send me an email letting me know Marianne Johnson, blah, 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 blah? Do you understand?
Sure. Understood, yes.
And that's what do you guys call that? What, I mean, doesn't that have a term?
Contact us form. We call this contact us form or lead generation form.
Okay, contact window.
Or lead generation form.
Okay, so that feature would be included in the $399.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Now, what do you guys charge for, what do you call it, hosting or what's it called, server.
Hosting server, yes. Around $5 to $6 a month.
$5 to $6 a month.
We're in affiliation with other major hosting providers, server providers as well. So if you need to purchase it from a third party, the hosting server, you can definitely go ahead and do that. And we will host your website on that server. That's not a big problem.
So at that price, which is pretty low, is it relatively fast? Does it operate fast, or would it be slow because it's...
No, it's not so fast. It's like a basic charge. There are multiple kind of servers, like dedicated servers and shared servers. Shared servers are shared with multiple websites. Dedicated servers are expensive, which are dedicated for one website only. So it helps for from the website very fast. It has the higher GPU, higher RAM, and higher performance. So and higher data installation as well. So with the help of that, if you have that server, that might cost you around like $30-$40 a month. So that is for bigger websites, which has a lot of products on the site, like e-commerce stores and bigger stores. So a website like for your business doesn't need that sort of a feature, I think. So a basic hosting server would be perfect for you because it's an informative site. You understand?
Yeah, I do. Because, you know, what's happened, when I started as a licensed contractor 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I used to pay to be in 3 phone books, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I don't know if you're in your generation, if you've ever seen the phone books we used to have, but you had the yellow pages and the white pages, okay? And just a basic listing under the category of tile was like winning the lottery for me. I mean, people were calling, 3 or 4 people called every week,
mm-hmm.
and they were saying, thank you for returning my call, thank you for taking my call. And everything transitioned from that to virtual, you know, phone book online, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I got involved in an insurance restoration network, so I didn't have to do any marketing, right? So I stopped paying for the phone book.
Mm-hmm.
All of this other lead generation companies, you know, technology advanced. And when I decided to get out of the insurance industry, I've encountered like a sea, an ocean of changes to where I'm like lost. Makes sense? So I started marketing through Home Advisor, Angie's List, stuff like that, okay? But now, the new thing now, you know, they've had Siri and this stuff where you're in your house and you say, whatever, you know, you speak to this device or on the computer, tile contractor in my area, right? And so you got to have your Google business listing, which is free. Then I've got people calling me up trying to sell me their service to create my Google listing. It's bullshit, right? I mean, there's a point where you're like, which is true and which is a lie, okay? So now what's happening, these marketing companies like Angie's List or Home Advisor
mm-hmm.
are starting to lose business because of the voice recognition system where the homeowner says, plumber in my area, and it gives them 3 options, okay? So now Angie's List, Home Advisor are having to compete with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So having a website, I found out from a software engineer that works for a big platform development company, but they don't deal with the nature of my business, okay?
Okay.
Brandon, he said it would be vital now, kind of like going back in time to the phone book, to have the virtual voice registry for your business and a basic website and he said I would find myself getting clients without paying for Home Advisor. Does that make sense? So things are changing right now. Okay. Okay. So
you tell me, how the things work there. You know the pricing. You have the quotes. And timeline, I want to discuss timeline with you. How soon do you want this to be done, or are you working with a deadline or something?
Well, no, I don't have a deadline. My target, believe it or not, is February.
February. That's, yeah, usually, like, because it's a website, like, we have to design it. And what's the deadline the other company gave you?
What deadline did they give me? They didn't give me a deadline.
Like any deadline or any timeline, like how soon that they can finish the product for you?
No, that's not a real huge factor for me, really.
Every company needs, like every company tells you, like once you purchase any service from them, that, hey, like if you're purchasing the website from me, my duty is to tell you, like, hey, Greg, like if you're starting today, so by this date of February or this date of January, your website could be live.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I understand that there's a point where you're going to try to close the deal, right?
Right.
I'm finding out by virtue of talking to you and throughout the day, different people, finding out what the cost is and what I get. I'm not in a time crunch to have it launched, okay?
But sir, I totally get that point. But without wasting any more time of yours, if you have a certain budget in mind, talk to me about it, or talk to anybody about it with whom you want to actually purchase the service. Let them know if they can work under your provided terms. If yes, then give it a chance. If you speak to other companies like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're not wasting company's time. You're wasting your time on it, your energy on it. You have already, like, talked to me about your everything from past 33 minutes, and I would appreciate, like, if we do business together. But if not, let's say if you don't want work with us, you call somebody else or you talk to somebody else and explain everything from scratch to the end again to other people. You know what I'm talking about?
Let me respond. One company today told me $3,000.
My God.
Another company told me $1,670. Another one told me $849. Another one told me $735.
Oh, I'm
depends on who you're talking to, what you're going to get. I'm trying to figure that part out. You understand?
Let me explain to you that. Why some prices are higher, why some prices are lower. Did you see any packages listed on their site? Did they explain you that?
Yes.
And were you satisfied with all the services? Did you actually needed all those services?
Yes and no. And some of them that were more money, I mean, I don't know if it was just pride. One end of the spectrum warns people about the other end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it one last time. I'm shopping this around to see what's involved and what it's going to cost.
Sure. I think, like, based on your requirements, professional package is the best suitable option for you.
Yeah. I agree.
Based
so
on
let
your,
me.
I'm sorry to cut you off again. Based on your requirements, I'm giving you a quote, sir. I could have quoted you 2,000, or I could have increased your requirements over this phone call. Being a salesperson, that's what people do. You know. But whatever you're saying, because you mentioned in the start you have had a bad experience. Didn't want to do any sales technique with you, any shit sort of work with you. I'm talking very honestly. Whatever you want, it's right written in front of you, not from my words. It's written in front of your screen, 5 pages, and some additional details. You ask me that you need a contact us form. That will be the part of this package, no matter what. Hosting is going to cost you this per month. And, yeah, that's about it. And if then comes your decision.
Okay. So I'm not doing anything until later.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Fair enough?
Yeah, absolutely. That makes total sense to me.
Yeah. So listen, I appreciate your time. And don't know what I'm going to do yet. I definitely need to do more research.
What do you want to do? Like if you talk to me about
it.
Okay,
I'm going to stop. Now I'm going to stop you. Okay, I we've gone far enough. I need to get off the phone.
Okay.
Understood?
Yeah, even
I
want to get off the phone
Bye.
Too. Sure.